Here we go. My therapist asked me to keep track of all my dreams. I'm going tomorrow. This is last night. I'm sitting across the desk from a serious-looking government official in a suit. He says, Mr. Marin, why do you want to be the new Homeland Security chief? I say, I'm a people person, and I don't like it when they get blown up. He says, what else? I say, what are the hours, 9 to 5, something like that? Perfect. Plus, it seems like an easy gig. What did Ridge actually do anyways? Can you tell me that? He says, you're not cleared for that information. Now, Mr. Marin, I have to ask you some questions before we can seriously consider you as a candidate for the job. Shoot. Have you ever hired an illegal immigrant as a housekeeper or a nanny? No, but I could use one. Yeah, you should see my bedroom, dude. Ugly. Have you ever accepted unreported gifts of thousands of dollars in cash and other items from associates at a New Jersey construction company? No, but again, that sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good to me. Have you ever used three police officers on a public payroll to do research for your own book about your mother who was a prostitute? Hey, pal, look, keep my mom out of this, all right? She may be with a jazz bow, but that's it. Have you ever had simultaneous extramarital affairs with two women? That's bad, right? I should say no, right? Have you ever had simultaneous extramarital affairs with three women? No, but I love the way you think, my friend. Have you ever had simultaneous extramarital affairs with three women and a man? No, but I've seen that one. Jenna Jameson was in that one, right? Am I wrong? Have you ever gotten coked up and randomly sprayed a nursing home with an Uzi? No, to the Uzi part, anyway. Have you ever traded arms for hostages? No. Have you ever had sexual relations with that woman? Oh, God, no. Have you ever dressed up as a birthday clown and murdered 33 teenage boys? Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Marin. You seem like an excellent candidate, but President Bush is still looking for a Latino woman. I woke up and my bed was filled with prepositions.
Ooh.